The COVID-19 crisis has led to hundreds of thousands of people working remotely, many for the first time. While it brings about a chance for greater work-life balance for some, it also presents challenges. For some workers, poor connectivity is making working from home difficult. For business owners, it's adding to the pressure of staying afloat. Our Northeast correspondent Sinead Hussey met some people in County Meath who are finding working remotely a challenge.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, can you hear me? I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
David Downs is trying to keep his business going.
Can you hear me?
But simple tasks like keeping in contact with employees who are working remotely is a challenge.
Hi, I can barely hear you.
Yeah.
UMAX Systems is based in Kells, County Meath, and good broadband is essential for the smooth running of the business.
Well, we rely on good, strong broadband connectivity to allow us to conduct our business. We provide software services to the water and wastewater sector and the refrigeration industry. Without strong broadband, it's virtually impossible for us to conduct our business. It increases the time it takes to conduct business. We see an impact in productivity and efficiency. So it is difficult for us to conduct our business effectively unless we are in a location where there is strong broadband.
25 minutes away in Dunshaughlin, Sinead O'Kane is also struggling. She works in financial services in Dublin and since March has been based at her kitchen table.
You take a lot of stuff for granted, I suppose, when you are actually in work. So basically I'd have a lot of systems I would have to log into every morning. And now at the moment, if you tried to log into several systems at one time, it would crash you. So you have to kind of log it. So there's not a monotony of logging in and out of different systems at different times. If you're doing kind of large, I suppose, work cases and you input too much into the system, it might crash. So there's a lot of kind of manual workarounds where you have to go start typing it into Word to move it to the system. I suppose there's also a lot of internal communication systems. So there is the isolation there whenever your internet cuts out that you can't hear the call. So it's hard to, you know, link in with your team workers and colleagues to even tell them that, you know, I'm out of the system right now. And then obviously there is system outages. If you're lucky, it could be 5 minutes, but it could be anywhere to 15 to 20 minutes.
These sort of challenges are adding to the pressure of working from home.
In the mornings when I would have been going into work sitting on the bus, I was never envisioning, I wonder, is the internet going to work? Never would have walked in straight to my colleagues and saying, hey team, you know, is the internet working? It was just something you took completely for granted. So I suppose there is that anxiety every morning. Am I going to be able to log into this system? How long is it going to work for? You know, and there's, you know, if this was long term, you have to accept that you're a mediocre worker now because you just don't have the facility to kind of work properly all the time. So there is just a lot of added pressure. It'd be different if I was 2 hours away from good internet, but when you know you're 5-10 minutes away from good internet, it's very, very frustrating, I suppose. If I was to go long term, I just have to accept that I wouldn't be as efficient as I would be when I'm, you know, able to work in work. So it's kind of just a case that, yeah, unless the internet did pick up, it wouldn't be something I would choose to do, because like that, you know, I want to advance in my career, and if I'm constantly not being as efficient as I can be, then it wouldn't be something I would consider long term, no.
So what are the options open to workers living outside the main cities? The National Association of Community Enterprise Centres says this is a huge opportunity for regional hubs. Gary O'Mara is chairman and also chief executive of Meath Enterprise.
One thing this lockdown has taught us all, even though we've all been talking about remote working for some time now, is that remote working permanently is maybe not the best option long term. But a blended approach or a hybrid approach of some sort to remote working, where people could work 2 or 3 days from home and 2 or 3 days from a hub, or a few hours from a hub while they're based at home. And the reason they potentially need to be in a local hub is not just the social interaction and the various things that we miss when we're at home on our own, but the access to quality broadband, the opportunity to network, the opportunity to engage face-to-face with people, because creativity and innovation and various other things happen much more naturally when there's face-to-face interaction. You know, we don't want people isolated at home on their own, you know, struggling with Wi-Fi, struggling with poor phone signals, if they're in more kind of remote parts of rural Ireland or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, we want people to interact with the community, come out into these hubs, engage with other companies, other people, startups engaging with multinationals engaging with social enterprises and being more involved in the local community, people spending money, people going to local coffee shops. This is all about rural Ireland, developing rural Ireland, regional development, and there's a real opportunity, I think, as a result of this pandemic, for us to pay real attention to that and do something really powerful here.
Gary O'Mara ending that report from our Northeast correspondent, Sinead Hussey.